We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Momentarily, we should be joined by Governor Ed Rendell, scheduled to talk with him in the aftermath of all that's gone on with safe injection, but it's not over. I don't know if it was round one, because it seems to be this was like three or four rounds that were won here, because you're seeing city council, you're seeing the state finally move on this, which was out there forever. What did it take for them to move on this? All right, let's go to the man of the hour here, back on the show, Governor Ed Rendell. Governor, thank you very much for the time today. Thanks for joining us, Governor.
No, my pleasure, Tom.
Well, Governor, let's put aside all the, you know, philosophical things here for a moment. Your public life, I would not characterize as someone who wouldn't go to the community, hash this out, before doing something this monumental. As mayor and governor, I don't think you ever did that. Do you think that was a mistake in not going to the community first?
Well, it was a mistake, and I acknowledge that yesterday. I actually wanted us to have a community meeting first, but the operators said that getting it up would be beneficial. And it would have been beneficial, because once that had gotten up, the people in the neighborhood, surrounding neighborhood would have seen it, practically would have been no intrusion at all. Because what was going to happen is, let's assume you wanted to take advantage of those services of Safe House. You'd come to the location. There'd be somebody at the door to meet you and take you up to the specific office we have. Wouldn't have you wander around anywhere. You'd wait. You'd bring your own narcotics, whatever it was. We'd give you a clean needle. You'd shoot up under the observation of trained nurses and doctors. If you had an overdose, they'd reverse it with Narcan. If you didn't, you'd sit for a while. Before you had this procedure, you'd talk to a social worker who would tell you the treatment options, and then afterwards you'd be escorted out. And so no one, and there would have been no trash, no defecating on the street, nothing like that at all. And they were of the belief that once people saw it in operation, they would understand that it wasn't a big intrusion, and these people don't stick around and commit crimes. We know that from the success we had with Prevention Point, which is a national model, the clean needle exchange.
Well, wait a minute, Governor. I've been to that, okay, the needle exchange. I've been to the one in front in Tuscaloosa three times. That's in a remote area and is a little bit different. People come in over that little bridge. They give needles and all this. Isn't that kind of utopian thinking to believe that addicts that are going to come there, that there are not going to be all kinds of problems with them coming through that neighborhood, and there's a daycare in that building?
Yeah, but the daycare's on a different floor. They wouldn't have had access to the daycare because they would be escorted in and out. But let me tell you about Prevention Point. I authorized Prevention Point in 1992, my third month as mayor. The same exact fears were raised by the people around the Prevention Point location, and it was a different location then. The same exact fears. There's going to be crime. These guys are going to come in. They're going to commit crime. Well, we had good police presence during the years of operation of Prevention Point. And Mayor Kenney had promised the same thing with safe injection site. We had good police presence, and crime actually went down the 3 years following in that zip code. Actually went down. So there was no sign that crime went up. We didn't make more addicts. No one becomes an addict because they think, oh, I can get a clean needle or I can inject myself in front of somebody who will save me if I OD. That's not the reason people become addicts. So I think this, you were absolutely right, Tom, and I take responsibility. I should not have been talked out of this by the staff, because you're right, I've always done well in public life because we were transparent. So I apologize for that mistake. And, you know, it obviously cost us. We lost the location. The landlord backed out. But we're going to find another location, even if we have a very large recreational vehicle, and use that as the place where this goes
okay.
on.
Okay, let's talk about that, Governor. Why do this? You cite this son of your friend, and Bill McSwain makes the point that the sadly, your son's friend died in the suburbs. So at the news conference, you bring this up, and then the activist who's leading this, the female, says, well, people wouldn't be coming to South Philly from the suburbs. It would just be people in the area. And McSwain.
Yeah, they would be their own children.
Yeah.
In fact, you know the great irony, Dom? Do you know what happened hours after the press conference when all these four or five neighborhood people yell at us during the press
conference? Yeah, somebody OD'd in that area, yes.
One block away.
All right, Governor,
we don't need it in South Philly. Nothing happens like this in South Philly. We don't need this. Why don't you take it where it's in Kensington?
Governor, because people object philosophically, and I do too, to this. What's the next step? When the needle exchange happened, we predicted, with all due respect, it would end up someday where you'd have people shooting up under supervised provision. Isn't the next step to have drugs that wouldn't cause an overdose, most likely? I mean, isn't this where it continues to go?
Well, you've seen many states have already legalized the use of small amounts of marijuana.
I don't know
where it's going to go. I do know that this will save lives. It exists in 27 different countries around the world, some for almost two decades. It saves lives. It doesn't cause any of the attendant fears that people have. I understand them having those worries, but again, I'd love to go back and find the newspaper accounts of Prevention Point. They were exactly the same. The exact same things that were screamed at us on Tuesday were screamed at us 28 years ago when we announced the
opening of Prevention. Governor, can you say to me, and I know it's difficult, we differ on this, but I respect your position and what you're trying to do, but this is a step up from the AIDS virus and giving out needles to now we're doing something unlawful. These drugs are illegal. This matter. Go ahead.
No, but the distribution of narcotics paraphernalia, I mean needles, was a federal crime in 1992.
Except of a health emergency. That's the catch in the state
but
law,
the Congress
right?
went right. ahead and legalized it. But 5 years later, because Prevention Point was okay. such a success. Look, I think if we could roll the calendar ahead 15 years, these type of safe injection places will be absolutely 100% legal, and they'll be
What do you base that on, Governor? Because not just city council, but a lot of thoughtful people are opposed to this on philosophical, moral grounds, normalizing drugs. Why do you think we'll slide to that, where it'll be legal?
Tom, Drexel took a study around Kensington.
Yes.
They took a poll and found that over two-thirds of the people were in favor of it. And that was in Kensington itself. And when I appeared on TV on Mike Smirkanich's show with Mr. McSwain, Mike polled his audience. And I thought, well, we're going to get beaten here because this is 61% said they were in favor of it, 39% they were against it. And these days, it's an overwhelming majority with our polarized society.
Well, I would say...
But look, I'm not saying that it's popular. I've tried all during my political career to do what I believe was right, not popular. Now, I understand the people who differed with me, and I respect them, just like I respected the people who differed with me about Prevention Point. But Prevention Point turned out to be a godsend. Last year, Prevention Point sent 700 people to treatment. 700 people to treatment. No one would get the ability to inject in front of the doctors and nurses in our facility without first talking to a social worker about the different treatment and options. So I think we get people into treatment, and in the meantime, we save, the estimates were somewhere between 25 and 100 lives a year.
All right, Governor, one other area here. Do you believe there are plans for 20 of these sites in Philadelphia?
No. I would say if you roll the clock ahead 5 years, you'd have maybe 3 or 4 of these sites.
Okay, and we get it. We got the argument in Kensington. But plopping this down in South Philadelphia, I've seen Action News, I think, Governor, said this is not second or third among zip codes. It was 6. How about the argument? Does this offend you, or do you hear the people on this? Well, what about in East Falls? What about in Rittenhouse Square?
The if East Falls had the problem with, number one, a large amount of people ODing in East Falls, and if they had the open and notorious shooting up of drugs on our streets or in our alleys, I would be in favor of one in East Falls. And the problem is, it doesn't. But South Philly, one of the guys who was in the opposing group admitted that people shot up behind his alley.
Yeah,
his alley behind his house.
The one that I know in Kensington, and Governor, it seems to me, because Kensington is always the dumping ground where you live, where I've lived, and in Chestnut Hill, it would never allow. The police would step in immediately. But in Kensington, we seem to allow this level of depravity.
Well, that's another issue, and I agree with you. I agree with you. We should be harder on people who do this in public because our kids see it and they think it's cool and it helps them get involved in it. But the good thing about the safe injection sites, it stops people from injecting outside in the street in front of kids. They're in a little room where there's nothing but medical personnel there and social workers.
Governor, do you think you'll take more charge now in making a determination to keep your name on this going forward as opposed to others that don't seem to have the sensibilities that you do?
Yeah, I will make sure that we're transparent.
Okay.
And I promise you that. And I did make a mistake, and I acknowledge that. And look, I also said at the press conference, I said, look, if this, whether it be South Philly, Kensington, or somewhere else, if we start up one of these safe injection sites and it causes problems, we'll reevaluate it. Look, Tom, I'm not getting a dime for this, obviously. I'm not running for office ever again. I'm doing this because I believe it's the right thing to save lives and because I know in my heart from Prevention Point's experience that this is not going to cause problems in the neighborhood. I understand why people are skeptical of that, and we should have been transparent, and I do apologize for that. And we'll see. Eventually, there'll be a site somewhere. Maybe it'll be in a recreation vehicle or something. And let's see how it operates. If it causes real significant problems, I'll be in favor of shutting it down.
All right, Governor, one other area, if you don't mind, and if you're caught up in all of a sudden.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you're a supporter of Joe Biden. I think on a national level, you and Joe Biden are relatively similar in a lot of ways. What do you make of the resurgence here of Bernie Sanders, although Joe might beat him in Carolina?
Look, Bernie Sanders has two advantages going into this year. One, he ran in 16.
Yes.
And he had a devoted number of followers. They weren't enough. Hillary wound up getting 58% of the vote to Bernie's 42% in all the primaries. But he had a solid group of supporters. That base has remained loyal to Bernie. That's number one. Number two, that base tended to be more white, younger, etc. Well, the first three primaries were held in states that had practically no African-American population. Query whether the Democratic Party, which relies so heavily on African-American voters, should have their kickoff primaries in places that don't have a solid African-American representation. But Bernie had some advantages. He may still wind up being our nominee. And look, I am not one of the people who wants to stop Bernie just to stop Bernie. If Bernie's our nominee, I will work hard for him. I think he's wrong on a couple of the issues. He's certainly wrong on eliminating fracking in Pennsylvania. I will try to talk him out of that. I may succeed, I may not. But Bernie came into this with a lot of advantages, having run once before. Look at the people who've been nominated. McCain, he ran once before, he was nominated and he lost. Romney ran once before and lost, then he was nominated. That's usually the pattern that follows.
Well, look, I don't want to put you in a bad spot on this one because you were good enough to come on the other.
No, go
but,
ahead.
But if Bernie Sanders, Governor, you know deep down, if you can't persuade, if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, wow, this is a great chance.
There's a significant chance that it'll be an easier re-election for Donald Trump.
Exactly.
By the way, Democrats should not think that no matter who our candidate is, it's not going to be easy to beat Donald Trump. That's number one. But number two, Bernie Sanders might be so tough to persuade voters in a general election to vote for, we might wind up losing the House and not taking back the
Senate. You know Pennsylvania better than I. You won twice. I never ran. But you're not winning Pennsylvania if you're clearly against fracking. Do we agree on that?
You can't win because it's too popular in western Pennsylvania and northern Pennsylvania.
Exactly right. Hey, Governor, thank you very, very much. Do you like him? What's going on with the Eagles up until now?
Well, I'm a little worried about our linebackers. I think linebackers are much more important in pro football than the Eagles do. The Eagles pay very little attention to linebacker. I know what Luke Kuechly did for the Panthers.
Yep.
I know what the kid from Penn State has done for the Cowboys when he's been healthy. I think linebackers are very, very important, and we seem to give short shrift to them.
Yeah, that's the carryover from Andy Reid.
That's right. To me, the offseason is going to depend on whether we re-sign Deshaun.
Okay. Governor.
And we should.
Governor, thank you. Thanks for the time today. To be continued. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. And again, you were right. We should have done, we should have had meetings before.
Thank you, Governor.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.